did you come up with these parodies?
Well, it's sort of when I first started doing impressions, when I was sort of about 22, I'd been in musical theatre for a little while, but I wanted to sort of get my impressions out there. And I started putting videos on YouTube, and one of the big shows was Downton Abbey. It was getting like 12 million viewers in Britain. And I just thought it was you know, a show I loved, and I did a few of the voices. I did Mr. Carson, the Bachelor, and I also did Mrs. Patmore, the cook, and me, Mrs. Patmore. Yes, thank you, Daisy. And I just sort of thought, I do a few of the characters, so I made this video, and it's kind of gone from strength to strength.
What has been the popularity here in the United States? Because there are so many Downton Abbey fans.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I really didn't know how it was going to go down here, you know, because I've been touring sort of Britain, and I also went to Moscow and Spain, and the reactions were different everywhere. But here, I genuinely think the reaction's been the best here in the States.
What has been, if anything, the reaction, if you've gotten any, from PBS or some of the actors from Downton Abbey?
Good, yeah. I mean, the thing is the show, it's really positive about the show. You know, I'm a massive Downton fan, so there's nothing nasty about it. And, you know, I've had like people like Lady Corey and Elizabeth McGovern, you know, she said that, you know, they didn't really enjoy all the impressions. And I had like Jim Carter, who plays Mr. Carson, he said that he really enjoys it. And so it's been really positive.
Who's your favourite?
I'd say my favourite character is probably the Dowager Countess. Yes, it's very lovely to be here on this wonderful radio station, my dear. I'd say she's probably my favourite.
So what? I have plenty of friends I don't like.
One of your YouTube clips had a sequence. We are going to have to sell Downton.
Right,
that was
yes.
hysterical.
Yeah,
can you kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
mimic that again for
well,
us?
Well, the thing is that, you know, Lord Grantham has unfortunately invested all of our money into Radio Shack. So Downton is in financial ruin, and they're going to have to sell Downton. And then you get all these characters that have the reaction, and they say, oh, my goodness, oh, Robert, oh, golly, oh, no, oh, dear, oh, my days, oh, hell, oh, whack, oh, blimey. And it sort of have a big list of all the characters as we go down the line.
What is it like when you appear by yourself on stage? Are there any challenges or difficulties when you're doing a one-person show?
It's great. I mean, I get very nervous before I go on, but only for about 5 minutes. But it's very different from, you know, I was in shows like Les Mis and Avenue Q, and it's very different from sort of when you'd go off from those shows back into the dressing room and high-five everyone, where this time you come off the show and you're like, oh, it's just me.
What do you do to quell some of that nervousness?
I do lots of breathing and I just do sort of little moments where I just sort of hold myself together and just sort of imagine that I'm just sort of breathing through my body and just sort of just take it down so you're just quiet and relaxed.
Is a lot of it just ad lib for you?
Not much of it, no. I mean, it's pretty scripted. There's times when an audience member will cough at the wrong moment or go to the toilet or something like that, and you might have to do a reaction. But that also depends what theatre. You know, some theatres are huge and you don't notice. And then some theatre, you know, I start, the first time I did the show, it was in a 50-seater venue and you could see the whites of everyone's eyes. So it really varies.
Tell us about the difference of fans in both countries and how that works out. Do you see the same kind of response? Obviously, very well-known show.
Yeah, it's really different, you know. And I've changed the show in America because of the British references to TV. Because Downton is in financial ruin in my show, but they, you know, Lord Grantham gets Carson to go on to popular TV shows like Dancing with the Stars and Jeopardy, and also they meet lots of different characters. So the reactions are very different as far as Britain. I have British references, and America, I have American references, and I have characters like Bruno Tognoli from Dancing with the Stars, and he's very, very excited, my darling, to be here. And he's also sat with Glenn Goodman, you know, it's very exciting. It's a good show about Downton Abbey, well done. And it's so it's great. And, I have Chef Ramsay goes and meets Mrs. Patmore, and he says, you know, yes, yes, okay, yes, head chef, yes, so Mrs. Patmore, yes, wake up. And so it's just great having all these different characters merging with Downton.
What has been the most rewarding remark or response you've received from an audience member?
The best responses I get are when people who come along who don't watch Downton Abbey, and they've been brought along by their partners. And, this happened even the first couple of nights in Dayton, Ohio. And it was like, you know, I've never watched Downton, but now I'm going to go home and binge watch. And it's just great when people who haven't watched the show really, really enjoy it. Because for me, I feel like that's what the writing is supposed to do. It's supposed to be for everyone.
When did you discover you could do impersonations of folks?
It was probably when I was about 14. And I used to just sort of make fun of all the teachers at school and get in lots of trouble.
But they must have went over well.
Yeah, I know, exactly. But now I'm a professional show-off, so it's fine. So that was, yeah, it was probably when I was about 14 and just sort of making my friends laugh, really.
Who inspires you or who did you look up to as kind of maybe a mentor?
It varies, really. You know, there's some amazing stand-up comedians, which I watch a lot of, you know, people like Louis C.K. And there's some comedians in Britain like Ian Sterling and another guy called Russell Kane. And they're sort of straight stand-up. But then there's a guy called Stanley Baxter, who was on British television in the 70s. And he used to do sort of one-man everything. And it was really huge budget Saturday night stuff. And I'd say he's probably one of my main idols.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you very much.